الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. In these ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions the advice of a father to his son. These are things that Allah Ta'ala has preserved in the Quran Sharif for us and as advice to us that what are we supposed to be doing in terms of the upbringing of our children. What kind of tarbiyat we give them. This is the crucial aspect. This is that time of the year, beginning of the year, when people are very concerned about so many things regarding their children. What kind of education they are going to give their children and where they are going to send them and what they are going to do. And all these are the concerns that are on the top of everybody's mind and so much of effort and so much of things that are happening. But the most important thing is that all this, what we are often engaged in, is for the material security of our children. More important than all the material security is their imani safety. And this material security is at the most some little bit of benefit in dunya. But the eternal akhirat is what is of the highest importance and the prior importance. Often, in the process of trying to secure their material benefits of dunya, their eternal life of akhirat is destroyed. And many a times, parents themselves sit to regret what line they put their children in, what they acquired, where they went. So in any case, this is the prior concern, and this was the concern that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, what they had and what they taught us. There was nobody on earth that could have had more concern than a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and more understanding and knowledge for the tarbiyat of his children. The greatest concern they had, and the greatest understanding and knowledge of tarbiyat and nurturing and upbringing they had. And likewise, the greatest amount of effort they made. So they taught us that what is this is all about. And in this discussion and these ayat of the Quran Sharif, we get some glimpse of this. That what did they do in aspect of nurturing? So in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُ. That remember the time when Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son, while he was advising him, the Mufassirin explained that he had given him over time 4,000 pieces of advice. That would have been maybe in a very formal manner or sometimes informal. But more than 4,000 pieces of advice he gave him. Now this is also an ongoing need, an ongoing duty in fact, for parents to keep advising. What we generally do is we keep reprimanding only. And that too in a manner of irritation. But targhib, encouragement, advice, often we fall short in that. Probably here and there, now and then. But there's an ongoing requirement, ongoing duty of targhib. The Quran Sharif is filled with targhib. Targhib as well, there's a lot of warnings as well. The hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, there's much warnings as well. But there's a great amount of targheeb and encouragement. And this has a very deep impact on the heart of somebody when it is done with sincerity. And it is done with true well-wishing. With sincerity and true sense of well-wishing. Not just something for the sake of getting done with, but with a genuine desire for the goodness of somebody. So in any case, this is the message that we get in this, that we should be all the time concerned about how to get a piece of advice across in the right way, in the right manner, not even overloading it, but spacing it out in a way that it is taken well. So in any case, Luqman salatu salam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ O my beloved son, the very choice of word and manner of expression itself again brings out that same message of how that advice is meant to be given. There is a time when sometimes there's a need for a reprimand as well. There's a time for being stern and being a bit firm as well. That is also a need. And where the situation requires that, then that is what's to be done as well. But advice and the general tone in how things would be delivered, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيِّ يَا بُنَيِّ O my beloved son, full of love, full of shafqat and compassion, full of the tone in such a way that is an endearing way. So in any case, he says to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ O my beloved son, don't ever ascribe partners with Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ That shirk, this is the worst oppression. Now this is not just one lesson, just one aspect that is being mentioned, that look, don't commit shirk. This is an entire chapter of deen, an entire branch of deen, that ensure your aqeedah and belief is correct. Now, many a times there's so much of enthusiasm to send our children to certain institutions, certain places, to go and enroll them in places where because of certain standards are very high in terms of whatever it might be. But many a times these places have a completely Christian ethos. And sometimes something else. And by the time the child has spent maybe just a day or two, in that day or two already, the foundations of shirk have been placed. And the foundations of kufr have already been laid in that heart. Time is limited, but there was one incident that we discussed not long ago. But just for the benefit, so that we understand what we're talking about, just the crux of that incident, one father enrolled his child in a preschool upcountry many years ago, some 15, 20 years ago, this incident this is. He enrolled his child one day in a grade 0R or something, very just basically 6-year-old child or 5-year-old child. And the first day the child went to school and came back, but whatever ethos was there, any case at the end of the day he decided he is not sending his child back. Whatever the issue was, he decided he's not sending his child back. Many months later, so that child went one day, and one day into a school which probably he spent about 2.5-3 hours in there. 2.5-3 hours, maybe a little bit more or less, whatever it might be. And in that time, the child went and came back. Many months later, father is mentioning this, I heard it directly from him, so there's no third party in between, maybe there was some distortion in the story. He says they were coming down to Durban, route, they happened to be passing somewhere, so he saw one board, and some factory it was, but on that factory was this board, Jesus Factory. So I found it very strange, what kind of name, Jesus Factory. So he just mentioned in passing, his family is all in the car, that he's saying to them that, look at this now, they even made Jesus Factory. So this child, 5-year-old, heard this word now. And he said, I know who's Jesus. So what do you know who's Jesus? He says, Jesus is Lord. Now the child went for one day, that wrote one day to a couple of hours. And in those couple of hours, something got planted. The child doesn't know what he's saying about. But something got planted in that 1-2 hours in that environment. Somebody said something, somebody made the child repeat something, Allah knows. What happened in that few hours, but that child started already registering in that short time. Something was registered without understanding. That got repeated. Now this was a seed that was planted. And Allah forbid, if that didn't get eradicated over time, or in time, what it might have germinated into someday. So now this is that message and lesson. We take it for granted many a times that our children are going, they're going, they're learning something, they're coming back. But sometimes what they are learning, are they learning about evolution as fact? Are the seeds of atheism being planted in those hearts? So it's not just a going and coming. There's a lot that's happening in that time. And we have to become very alert. We are no more living in the time 50 years ago or even 25 years ago. Now there's an active effort being made to corrupt the beliefs of children because they are the future. If that child's aqidah gets corrupted, then there's a generation after him that Allah forbid will be corrupted. So in any case, this message and lesson, Luqman salatu salam, he is giving to his child, La tushrik billah, don't ever commit shirk with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't ever ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the worst oppression. A person can become a billionaire, he can become a zillionaire if there's such a thing. But if his iman is not intact, and he's lost his iman in the process, what has he earned? What he's earned is worth nothing. But if he left with his iman intact, he lived his life in dunya with his iman, and he lived this life, lived this world with his iman intact, and even if he lived as a pauper in a hut, but he has been extremely successful. Our entire, the buzzwords that are often used, that now we have to do this and that and the other, to make our children succeed in life. That is the line, mashallah. What a wonderful line, succeed in life. But what we are just trying to make them succeed in generally, is how to succeed in an examination, or succeed in some skill, or succeed in how to try and earn dunya. That is basically, generally and by and large, what happens. That is the effort, to try and make them learn something that will make them succeed in earning dunya. But succeeding in life is something else. Succeeding in life depends on iman and amal. It depends on what kind of iman, how correct the person's iman was, and what kind of amal he performed. That will determine whether he was successful in dunya, and then his success in qabr, his success on the day of qiyamah, and what level of success in jannah. So this is that message Luqman salatu wasalam is giving, Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. We need to open up our children's books also sometimes, and see what they are learning. And we'll sometimes realize that there's a lot that we thought was very fine, but a lot is not very fine. It's the total opposite. Any case, going further in the ayat that follows after another one, two ayats, he then says to him, Ya bunayya innaha in takum mithqalu habbatin min khardal, fatakun fi sakhratin, aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Oh my beloved son, the crux of the message of this ayat, what he's saying to his son, if there's a tiny particle, very tiny particle, and this tiny atom-sized particle weighs it, if it is fatakun fi sakhratin, in the depths of a huge rock, inside a huge rock, who can get into there to see what's going on? Aw fi samawat, or in the heights of the skies, aw fil ard, or in the bowels of the earth, ya'ti bihi Allah, Allah will bring that forth as well. Now that is a tiny particle in such a deep place down in the earth, or right top in the heights of the skies. Is this just some lesson of science? This is a lesson of iman. This is a lesson of iman. My son, you live your life, live it with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah who has created you and has created this particle, has created these heavens and earth, and Allah can bring forth that particle from wherever it might be, that Allah will bring forth your actions also on the day of Qiyamah. That Allah will bring forth your actions also, He is aware of what you do, aware of what you think. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows what the deception of the eye is, He knows what the heart conceals. Luqman salatu wasalam is teaching his son iman, teaching us, Allah Ta'ala preserve this in the Quran Sharif, before we teach our children anything, teach them iman. Teach them the consciousness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is so much hype that goes into educating our children in so many things. But the most fundamental thing is to teach them Iman. Teach them the consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Teach them to be conscious that Allah is watching. Allah is aware. Allah knows. Everything is in His knowledge. Nothing escapes Him. Let alone what I do, what I think also Allah knows. That consciousness has to be developed. That will not be developed by just some wishful thinking or by some casual thing said once in a blue moon. It will come with an effort on Iman. With the daily ta'aleem, with the daily discussion, sometimes while eating, we're talking about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala, the things that happen around us, using those occurrences as an opportunity to bring to our children's hearts and minds the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's not things that's just happening, just by chance, things happen around, what's happening in the world somewhere, and what not goes on, and whether the rain came, or whether the sun is shining, to bring to the hearts and minds of our children, that all this is by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has full control over us as well. That nothing, none of this is insan. Some place there was a very severe storm, and they say they got 5 inches of rain. 5 inches of rain in the span of 24 hours, the past week or something, somebody was mentioning, and the day before that rain came, that within the 24 hours, 5 inches, whatever that centimeters of that comes to, maybe close to a meter. So whatever the point is, the weather bureau of this most advanced country of the world, before that said no rain. The day before that, for that forecast for that day, they said no rain expected. And such rain came that in the whole century they didn't have so much rain in that one day. Who brings the rain? Now that child needs to connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need ourselves to connect to Allah ta'ala. This is that message and lesson that Luqman salatu wasalam is giving, that whatever it might be, Allah is aware. So be conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he goes on, Ya bunayya aqimis salah, wa'amuru bil ma'roof, wanha anil munkar, wasbir ala ma asabak, inna dhalika min azmil umur. Oh my beloved son, establish salah. Now we're often sending our children, and where they miss their salah. We're sending them where they miss their Jummah salah also sometimes. And whereas this is where the success of life is. They might even fail at that skill that they're trying to learn there. But they will never succeed at life if they're going to miss their salah. So we want to send them to too many places and do so many things for them to succeed in life. Success in life will come out of Iman and Amal. Ya bunayya aqimis salah. That child must establish 5 daily salah in his life. And then he must become, he must not be a passive person in his deen. He must be an active participant in deen. A passive person might take anything. Wa'mur bil ma'roof, be active and join the right. And forbid the evil. And sometimes in this, there's sabr required also. Wasbir ala ma asabak. Inna dhalika min azmil umur. And then further, just the summary of the last ayat. وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. The crux of this, don't be a puffed up and arrogant person. Be humble. Allah Ta'ala doesn't love those who are arrogant. Allah Ta'ala loves those who are humble. Teaching him akhlaq. This is that knowledge we have to teach our children. Iman, a'mal, in the height of this is akhlaq. That child will succeed in life who's learned akhlaq, who's built up his character. Otherwise he's earned the world and he has the worst character. What has he earned? His own parents will suffer the consequences of it. They themselves will face the brunt of it. So teaching him akhlaq, that the real person is the person of akhlaq, who has true character. He has cleansed himself out of pride, of arrogance. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. He's not walking proudly. He walks with humility. He passes somebody, he makes salam to them. How often we pass people right in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, because I don't know who this person is, where he comes from. Salam is not something I need to make to him. Salam, this is one of the fundamental teachings of deen. This comes with that humility. Otherwise with that pride, will select who he makes salam to also. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَوْدِ مَرَحَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَارٍ فَخُورٍ وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. Again the same lesson of humility, of being a humble servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who live their lives as humble servants of Allah Ta'ala will succeed in life. They will succeed in life. Those who truly submit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is that lesson for ourselves, the lesson that we have to pass on to our children as well. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep us and our progeny on Iman, steadfast on Deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala till our last breath. Take us on perfect Iman and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.